All right, you got it on KHUM. 36 minutes after 8 o'clock, and joining me via telephone this morning, we've got Mara Siegel from Redwood Pals Rescue. Good morning.
Good morning.
So thanks again for joining us. I was I talk with Tamara all the time about things going on at the animal shelter there. She's quite a caring person. And I'll tell you what, the animal shelter here in Humboldt County is does an amazing job.
They really do.
I mean, it really is remarkable.
Clean, and they take such good care of the dogs up there and the cats.
Yeah, no, it's truly a remarkable. And the thing is, you think of county animal shelters, and it's usually just pretty much just death row for critters.
True in a lot of places.
Yeah, it is, and that's just not the case with our Humboldt County Animal Shelter. There's really a lot of folks who really care and work with organizations like yours to help get these dogs and cats placed, find them homes. Let's talk a little bit about the process. We were talking a little bit off air about that.
Sure. So when animals are picked up, the shelter does not take, you can't take your dog or cat there and drop it off. But there are some other rescue agencies locally that may be able to do that. Depending on their space.
Right.
But the animal shelter picks up strays and lost dogs and cats and feral cats. And when they bring them to the shelter, the animals have 4 days, I think that's state mandated, to be held while they wait for their owners to claim them.
And that's real important them. That if you're missing your animal, by all means, first check with the animal shelter, because there's a good likelihood that's where it is.
As animals come in there, they're listed on petharbor.com.
Right.
So if people are ever wanting to see if their animal is there or looking to see what animals are in the shelter or what animals are available for adoption, all those things are listed on petharbor.com, which is a great resource. So the animals are held for 4 days, and after that, for business days, so that people have a chance to come up there and get them. After that, they're tested for temperament. And I'm not as familiar with the cat testing, but I think it's similar. With the dogs, they are tested for human aggression, dog aggression, food aggression, which is guarding their food, or what they call resource guarding, which I always call don't take my toy.
Mm-hmm.
And if they pass on all those levels, then they move to the other side of the shelter and become an adoptable animal.
And now, what if an animal is very, very nice with people, but dog aggressive? I mean, couldn't someone still adopt this dog if it was going to be a single dog ownership household?
Well, the Humboldt County shelter is not set up in its public version for that adoption. I believe some rescues and shelters do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more where we come in. So the dogs fail on a variety of things. The easiest one for us to work with, some dogs fail because they're just too shy and they don't want to come to the front of the kennel. Redwood Pals Rescue works with those dogs, and we've had great luck with them. Usually that's just teaching them that we're not scary people. Often these dogs have come from horrible situations where they've been tied out. We've had dogs with scars that never leave them, physical scars. But often we can convince them that they're kind people there, and that's an easy fix, the shy dog. Then the dog-aggressive dogs, often they're just aggressive because it's a very artificial situation there in the shelter. And there's a lot of barking, and there's scary people. Sometimes we had one dog recently who was scared of people in uniform. He belonged to a transient, and we can only guess that their encounters with people in uniform were not so great.
Got it.
So, but often the dogs that are deemed dog aggressive are just scared, and they need to learn more appropriate behavior. We've had pretty good luck with that also. A couple of the dogs that we have on rescue now are deemed dog aggressive and will not make it to the adoptable side, but we think would make great, one would make a great single dog dog. He loves people, and he's very obedient. Another one, I think, just needs to learn some better manners.
Mm-hmm.
So if we think that, if we're looking at a dog that looks like it wants to kill every dog, that may not be a dog that we choose to work with and try and rescue.
Right.
But if it's, those are skills that we don't have to take that out of a dog. But a dog that's just scared or shy or bothered by the shelter environment, we can help with that.
That is terrific. So now what happens when they just fail, when they just don't pass the test?
So when they don't pass the test, they stay on the hold side of the shelter, and shelter staff is good about communicating to us what the problems are with the dog, and we will try and work with that. So we've had a collection of dogs that we've been working with, and it's all been going along great, and we actually got one or two moved into the adoptable wing, which was felt like success to actually work with a dog over time. But some of them we were still working with, and we got the word from the shelter that there really wasn't space for them to be having us using up all these kennels. And I can appreciate that. They need to have space for dogs coming in.
Right.
Often days go by with no dogs, which is great, and sometimes there'll be a storm or some freak occasion, and six dogs will come in one day. They have to have a place to put them. So they let us know that we needed to move some, and we put out a plea to the community, and quite a few people stepped up with ideas for fosters or donations to help us board the dogs. That's kind of a last-ditch effort, method for us is to take a dog out and put it in a boarding kennel.
Mm-hmm.
So we have one in boarding right now, a dog that we really like, beautiful, beautiful big pit bull who was roaming the streets of Arcata for 2 or 3 months, I think I saw
him
in my house several times. He's a really sweet dog. So we are confident we'll be able to find a home for him. We don't want to just move them to a kennel and have them stay there forever either. So, but most of our dogs are still looking for homes. I think a great way people can help us is to go to our Facebook page, Redwood Pals Rescue, and like us, and then they will get the updates on what's happening, what dogs still need homes, and if they'd like to foster, they can contact us through there.
Yeah, there are lots of ways, and while they're still at the animal shelter, of course, you can go to, again, Pet Harbor. Not only is that a place for you to look for your dog that or cat that has potentially gotten lost and picked up, but it's also a place, there's also an adoptable section on Pet Harbor as well.
There is, and as I said, we wear two hats, so we also work with the adoptable animals, and we would love people to come up and see them. Any animal that leaves the shelter helps all the other animals that are there. It gives them time. It gives us more time to work with one that needs more obedience training. You can find, if you click on Adopt a Pet and Cat or Adopt a Pet and Dog, you can see the ones that are adoptable. There are about 20 dogs and, oh gosh, I had it up here, but not that many cats right now. We're right ahead of kitten season. That will be coming up soon.
There's a season for it, huh?
There is a season for kittens. Humboldt Spay Neuter Network has really been pushing for people to get their cats spayed now. Over the last month or so, they're calling it Beat the Heat, and trying to get ahead of that so that there are not so many kittens.
Yeah. Well, anyway, having a rescue dog is really a wonderful thing. We have three. Yes, there's a lot of critters. They come in all different sizes. We have our biggest, a Labrador Great Dane mix, which we got from the shelter there. And he is a wonderful dog. Our medium-sized one's a Border Collie mix. And this was a rescue that he was out running around, was hit by a car. We took in to be taken care of and wound up just falling in love with this dog and adopted it. And the last one just wandered into our house one day. It just came. I guess they could smell a happy other happy dogs and decided to wander in. And we assumed that this was a lost dog, and we did our best effort to try and find its home because it's one of those designer dogs. It's a Puggle. And I thought for sure this is someone's dog. It looked like it was well taken care of, but we could never find it. You know, we put it up everywhere, and that was several years ago. We wound up adopting. I think that she was probably dumped in our neighborhood because the thing that we discovered is she was amazingly hard to house train. But I think someone gave up on her and said, "We'll throw her in this neighborhood. We'll find a home."
And, we have a very similar collection at our house.
Yeah.
One rescue dog, one that wandered in and tried to find her home, but she was not interested in leaving.
Mm-mm.
And now we have one that was injured, mm-hmm. Though he's moving on to his home later this week.
Yep.
So I didn't really see anything about the dogs that are available to rescue.
Uh-huh.
People can see those on Facebook, but I did just want to say, since I mentioned the
sure.
pitbull, I know people think that that's all we have at the shelter, and that's so not the case. We have quite a selection. We've got a little Yorkshire Terrier right now that needs to be rescued. He's just too shy.
All different shapes and sizes.
All different shapes and sizes. We've got cow dog. We've got shepherds. And just anything that people could want. And all these dogs, the thing that we hear the most is people saying, "This dog is so different once it's out of the shelter."
Yep.
We hear that about the adoptable dogs. We hear that about the rescue dogs. Someone fostered one of the ones we considered the most potentially troublesome.
Mm-hmm.
He was dog aggressive. He seemed sweet with our volunteer, but looked like he wanted to kill all the dogs. He is being fostered in a home in Elk River and is doing great with her dogs and now has people lined up to adopt him. So they just need to get out of that environment. We can always use donations. We can use foster homes. We've had someone step up offering to transport dogs. Sometimes if there's someone far away or a rescue in another county that wants to take one, we can use transport. What else can we use? We can use people spreading the word. That is a really helpful thing.
Of course. All right. Well, we're unfortunately just about out of time, but I want to remind people again, you can go to Redwood Pals Rescue on Facebook, of course. You can check out patharbor.com. Just put in your zip code. It'll take you to the right one because this is a national thing. It'll take you all over the country. But if you've lost your pet, you can check that out. If you want to look at the adoptables that are at the shelter, you can certainly do that. And again, Mara, thank you for all your efforts and everyone else's efforts. You guys do a wonderful job.
We appreciate the publicity. Thank you.
You bet.